I'm Matt Bush with BPR News. I'm speaking with Asheville Citizen Times reporter Joel Burgess.
Good to be here.
Overlook Park, the secret of the park is kind of in its name, so tell us what it is.
Well, there's no real public spot that people can go, you know, at a high elevation and look down on the city and get a good view of the mountains. And so this would be the first city public park of that nature. And it's in an area called White Fawn. And for people that don't know that part of the city, it's on a southern portion of Bowcatcher Mountain. And interestingly enough, it's where an old city reservoir used to be from the 1930s. The idea of an overlook park dates back to even the 20s, but, you know, we had the Depression. Just the idea of city spending on these sort of things didn't really come to fruition. So lately, there's been a push by activists to try to get a public park up on top of one of these ridges so people can go and take a look at it. And the idea would be that folks could hike to it, or there might be some limited access for driving, for cars to park, particularly for handicapped folks or for buses. And the interesting thing about this park now is for the first time we have a master plan that's nearly completed for it that shows us what it might look like and also a cost estimate, which would be roughly $3 million. And Bob Ropniak is one of the key people pushing for this. Bob is involved with the nonprofit Greenworks and has actually started a nonprofit called Friends of Bowcatcher Overlook Park. One of the other things that might help spur this thing on is the city is building a greenway called Bowcatcher Greenway that people could use to walk or ride their bikes from Memorial Stadium, which is just above the tourist baseball field, or they could come via the north part of Bowcatcher from the Helens Bridge area along Windswept Drive. So there's a lot of things coming together that might help get this thing built. Now, what's working against it is that there's no city money designated for it. Again, you know, roughly $3 million is what we're talking about to build this thing. And so the volunteers, I think, are looking for donations, possibly hoping for a grant. And one major source that they're looking to is hotel tax money. There is a grant process, and the body that controls that hotel tax money, the Buncombe County Tourism Development Authority, gives out these grants through a process. So I think they're eyeing that.
Another park we may be seeing in the future, right downtown. The city council's made its decision on what to do with the pit, so explain to us what they decided.
Well, and that's very interesting. There was a vote that came after a year-long review by a task force. It was called the Haywood Street Advisory Team. And boy, this thing was really politicized, played a role in the last election. This advisory team that was made up of all sorts of different groups. It was led by a chairman named Andrew Fletcher, who was actually a busker. He represented street musicians. And they came forward with this compromise position that essentially was a park plus some structures that would support things like retail and maybe a business incubator and these types of things. And the city council voted to go ahead and hire a designer to design this thing, to draw something out and show people what this would look like. At least that's what it seemed like they voted on, because the next day there was a lot of disagreement among city council members about if really in the end there would be buildings on this site. That's the disagreement, is you have at least a minority of city council members who say they want nothing but a park. They want no structures, no private development. And by the way, you know, nonprofits are also private, so no nonprofit development on this piece of land, which is across from the Basilica of St. Lawrence and across from the U.S. Cellular Center, whereas you have other council members who have said either they want a mix of things to try to activate the park, or they just want to take the recommendation of the advisory team. And again, that came back with this compromise position.
The very simple follow-up to that is, what's next with this now?
Well, one thing that the city council does agree on is that they are going to put out a request for a designer, and that designer will come back, some kind of design firm will come back, and will try to draw what the advisory team suggested. Now, the point of disagreement appears to be, when those designs come forward, will the council approve them in the end? I mean, they're going to spend money on these designs, but will the council actually approve what these designers come up with? And there's even some disagreement on whether those designs, again, should include buildings. So it's really confusing. And It sounds like there's a very good chance that this again will play into a city council election. This year, by the way, is an election year.
So it was approved with no visuals.
Exactly. So you had an advisory team, and their job was limited to a vision. The vision being, what do you want to see here and in this space, in this, you know, highly contested, empty, ugly, strange, prominent downtown space? And without drawing anything, without any design, they came up with this list. And the main thing was, in fact, a park, a passive civic space with green area, a place for people to interact. That is definitely what the main part of it should be. But the point of disagreement is, should it include other things like shops and a business incubator and anything else that might help to activate the park, is the term that's being used, or, you know, and also possibly generate property tax revenue. That wasn't really contemplated, but that's something that's been talked about too. So we don't know. We really don't know in the end. I mean, we know that there's probably going to be some kind of park space, but is it going to include buildings? You know, we'll have to see.
This has been an ongoing saga. So are we any closer to it ending?
I think initially with the initial vote, it appeared that the city was a lot closer, but the mayor, I think, was actually more correct in saying it was an incremental step.
Joel Burgess, thanks for stopping by.
My pleasure.